The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
The Barracuda find a way in a game that really didn't have a ton of chances down the final stretch. It was hard-nosed, it was hard-checking, it was physical, it was chippy. 12 combined power plays, yet we saw no offense until the extra session. And in overtime, Philip Bystead, carrying the puck down the left wing side, beats Nike Coco under the glove hand against the grain for the overtime winner, 53 seconds into the extra session. Bystead's 11th from Colin Graf. It comes on the Barracuda's 28th shot of the game and the only shot of the overtime. And with the win, San Jose finishes the season series by going 7-1 against the Firebirds. They're up to 34 wins. They are 34-25-5-4, 77 points. So they are 3 points behind Coachella Valley, who they are trying to chase down for that fourth playoff spot. Firebirds have now dropped 5 in a row on home ice. The Barracuda are 14-15-3-2 on the road. They go 2-1 on this 3-game road trip. Philip Bystead, the overtime winner. Barracuda are now 4-5 in overtimes. Coachella Valley drops to 6-3 in the extra session. And you think about it, of the 8 games, 5 of them that the Barracuda won, 5 of the 7 decided by just a single goal. They went 2-1, and they go a perfect 3-0 when the game went beyond 60 minutes. 2-0 in shootouts, and now 1-0 in overtimes. What a gut-check victory for the Barracuda as they close out this road trip. Yaroslav Askarov outstanding, makes 24 stops. Barracuda put 28 shots on net. They had a good, strong push at the end of the third, and they seemed to really build something in the final couple minutes of the third period that bled into the overtime session. They had the puck in the offensive zone and had some really good chances. None better than Colin White's point-blank look with 2.3 ticks left in regulation. But they were generating something that they really didn't have earlier in the game. That was a little bit of sustained pressure in the offensive zone. And they go into the overtime session, and they wait less than a minute into the extra session to pick up the game-winning goal. Philip Bystead, his 11th first overtime win of his AHL career. His 11th goal scored twice on this road trip to Bystead. In his first 3 games back after a lengthy absence dealing with a upper body injury. Let's recap this one. In the first period, the Barracuda gave up the first 5 shots of the hockey game. Then they reeled off 10 consecutive shots. Both teams went on the power play twice in the first period, yet we had no goals after 20 minutes of play. The Barracuda would outshoot Coachella Valley by a count of 12-7. There were chances, and here was one early. Up here's a chance inside for Colin Graf. Puck loose. It was hugging the goal line, but it wouldn't go. That puck was spinning in the blue paint, and somehow it stays out. That was an early chance from Colin Graf, who was all over the ice tonight. Then this opportunity for the Barracuda during a 5-on-4 power play. Wall takes it to the net, hands off far side. Coco, a point-blank stop on Graf. Another penalty coming against the Firebirds, though. Now Cagnoni works right down Main Street. Coco the save, the puck airborne. Settled near side, Barracuda putting tons of pressure on the Coachella net. Yeah, after a little bit of a sluggish start, the Barracuda certainly found their game in that first period. The generated multiple chances, as we noted, 10 consecutive shots on net. They drew back-to-back. Miners had a 28-second 5-on-3, but they could not capitalize on it. So we would go to the intermission, still scoreless, 0-0 after one. In the second period, the game would hit a boiling point. We saw lots of extracurriculars in the second period, and then this scrap between season fighter and Scott Sabourin, an 18-year-old rookie in his American Hockey League debut Nathan Villeneuve, and as you could imagine, it went the way of the veteran, Sabourin. Vantage after Chalet was called for high sticking. Back underway, Hedman leans into Gormley, gives off, thrown quickly on net, save made, Ashcroft, then he's upended, and we have another penalty coming, and now Sabourin takes a shot, here we go. Morrison going after Sabourin. Sabourin is just absolutely feeding him with the laps. Morrison comes back with the right. Sabourin just teeing off. That's actually Villeneuve, excuse me. Villeneuve, I think he just sparked up the wrong tree in his pro debut. Goes right after Scott Sabourin, and welcome to the American Hockey League, young fella. Well, give the young kid credit for stepping in there and dropping the gloves. A one-sided bout, though, as Scott Sabourin certainly got the better of the 18-year-old Villeneuve. Barracuda went on multiple power plays in the second, including a four-minute power play as Luca Cagnoni drew a double minor for high sticking. Cuda went on two additional two-minute penalties but could not capitalize, and Coachella Valley would have this breakaway opportunity. Mitchell Stevens busting in on net, but he'd missed the target on the breakaway. Gloves earlier in the period. Brouillard's over the line. Little drop pass to no man's land by Morrison. No one was there for the Firebirds. Now a giveaway by Van Robois. Here's a one-timer off the post. Stepping into the zone was Goyette, and he ripped it off the pipe. That was a bad giveaway by the Barracuda, and it nearly bit him. That was actually not the breakaway shorthanded opportunity. This was Coachella Valley, though, as you heard in that call. They had a great chance to take a 1-0 lead on a Goyette bid, but he ripped it off the pipe. Here was the breakaway chance shorthanded for Mitchell Stevens. Alan White hits the blue line, give and go. Heldon Cagnoni veered along, picked off. Here's a breakaway shorthanded for the Firebirds. Stevenson works in and missed the net. Great chance there for Mitchell Stevens, but the game remained scoreless as he missed the mark. Then the Barracuda would have a breakaway shorthanded. Pavel Wergenda with the opportunity. Over the line, poked off his stick immediately as he gained the line. Here's a shorthanded chance now for Wergenda. He's on a breakaway. Wergenda working in, and Kukko makes the save. A rolling puck, and he sealed it atop his right pad. It's a great save from Nike Kukko to keep it scoreless. So we would go to the second intermission, still scoreless. So through 40, no goals to that point. In the third, the Barracuda would outshoot the Firebirds 10-6. Coachella Valley would go on to the power play, though, as Patrick Giles was called for holding at the 4:16 mark. But the Firebirds, who began the third on an abbreviated power play, could not capitalize on their second chance. So after 60 minutes of play, we still did not have a goal. So we'd go to the extra session. And in the extra session, the Barracuda would not wait long. Philip Biestad, 53 seconds in, would rip home the game-winning goal to send the Barracuda home with a 1-0 victory over the Firebirds in the eighth and final game of the season series. Taken away by Colin Graf for the Cuda. And Biestad will carry it back up and out of his zone. Biestad coming down the left side, shoots, he scores! It's an overtime winner from Philip Biestad. 53 seconds into the extra session. The San Jose Barracuda finished the season series with the Firebirds with a 7-1 record. It took 60 minutes and 53 seconds to get our first goal. What a shot there from Biestad coming down the left wing. Across the grain, it beats Kukko for the game winner. Again, time of the goal for Biestad, his 11th of the year, coming at the 53-second mark. Colin Graf, in his return back to the American Hockey League, picks up the lone assist as the Barracuda win it by a final score of 1-0. Yaroslav Askarov, his fourth shutout of the year, second against Coachella Valley, and the 12th of his American Hockey League career. Final shots, 28-24 in favor of San Jose. Let's go over our three stars. The number three star, Philip Biestad, the game-winning goal for the rookie forward who came back to the lineup on Friday in Colorado after missing 18 consecutive games. He had a goal and an assist in that game. Gets the game winner tonight, a +1 rating, three shots on net, and two penalty minutes for Biestad. The number two star, Nike Kukko. He was absolutely brilliant in this hockey game, but he takes the hard luck loss. 27 stops for Kukko on 28 Barracuda shots. He is the number two star. Coco's record now on the season after the loss drops to 19-9-2. And the number one star, Yaroslav Askarov, 24 stops on 24 shots, his fourth shutout of the year. 12th career shutout for Askarov. He is in mid-season form after a lengthy absence due to an injury. Played well, I thought, on Saturday in a loss against Colorado. Rolled it over into today's game and did not give Coachella Valley much. As Askarov picks up the shutout, that is a good sign for the Barracuda, now just four games away from postseason play. An update from Henderson. Bakersfield has taken a 3-2 lead. Ethan DeYoung has a goal in that one at 11:44. So if Bakersfield is able to hold on to that one in regulation, that means the Barracuda will have not officially clinched a playoff berth, but they're right on the cusp. If Henderson somehow able to come back in that hockey game and pick up a win, the Barracuda will officially punch a postseason berth to the Calder Cup playoffs. Barracuda do their job, though. They win a 1-0 on the road against Coachella Valley. Hard to fathom. One win for San Jose in 2 years against the Firebirds. They go 7-1 against them this year. They close out the season series with a 1-0 victory. 5 of the 7 victories by just a single goal. Big-time win for the Cudas. They close out this 3-game road trip with a 1-0 win at the Acrisure Arena. Coachella Valley has now dropped 5 in a row at home. They have been held to 1 or fewer goals in all 5 of those games. They are now 36-24, 3-5 on the year. Firebirds do pick up a point, so they are now up to 80 on the year. Barracuda 3 points behind the Firebirds, trying to chase them down for that 4th playoff spot so they can get home ice. We are down now to just 4 games left in the regular season. That does it for our broadcast coverage. A final score here from Acrisure Arena. The Barracuda 1 and the Firebirds nothing. Tonight's game length, 2 hours, 26 minutes, 9,062 sod. Great atmosphere. But the Barracuda send the nearly packed house home disappointed with a 1-0 overtime win. Game-winning goal off the stick of Philip Biestead. We're back on the air on Friday from TechCU Arena as the Ontario Reign make their way to TechCU Arena for a 2-game series. Friday's game scheduled for 7:30. We're on the air beginning at 7 with pre-game coverage as the Cuda kick off their final 2-game homestand of the year. Friday, as we want to remind fans, is Tigres Del Mar. Cuda will don specialty jerseys. Should be a great celebration as we celebrate Hispanic heritage on Friday. And then Saturday is Fan Appreciation Night at TechCU Arena. Barracuda win at 1-0. Game-winning goal off the stick of Philip Biestead. His 11th Yaroslav Askarov. 24 stops, his 4th shutout of the year, 12th of his career. And the Barracuda go 2-1 on a very critical road trip. And they now return back home for a 2-game set against Ontario. Until Friday, I'm Nick Nolenberger. Thanking you for listening or watching however you took in tonight's game. And we hope you join us again on Friday. But until then, we'll say so long and good night from Acrisure Arena in Palm Desert.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey. This broadcast has been a presentation of the San Jose Barracuda, proud AHL affiliate of the San Jose Sharks.